Lucy, a good splash screen, whenever you open up your work, you can see quite clearly your evidence, and it's a good way to format it. Just make sure you put your own details in there as well to introduce the whole project. It just helps put the little video in some kind of context. On your planning page, you've introduced the evidence, and you've attached one of the plans, which looks like your final plan, because obviously it's got all of the dates and all of the comments. Now, that is appropriate for a final plan. However, you can only assess this if you've got an initial plan to compare it against. This would allow you just to access the first mark band, and it wouldn't allow you to get into the other ones because you haven't communicated progress throughout, and that's what's important about this. Not that you get things right and nothing changed, but that you did change and you did adapt and you were aware of this throughout the project. You have included all the main tasks and the subtasks. I would think about your colour scheme a little bit, and maybe highlight the things that went well in green and the things that didn't go so well in red. So change the colour of the checkpoint and contingency so it's not red, basically. Design log. You've produced a detailed design log, and you can see you've got feedback in there of most of your products, all of your products in fact, and different versions of those products. So if there is any other evidence that needs to go in there, make sure that you do. You have included explanations of your of why you've chosen various different software. Try and give that a bit of detail as well and put that on the portfolio. The logo page introduced got a little context, and you've talked about the software that you've used, which is good, and you can see the development of the product from the initial designs and the feedback that was incorporated into the first version, which is blue, and then developing into a very good logo. For the final one, maybe you could just do a little bit of an evaluation on the final one, and that could feed into what your review evaluation is. Shopfront, same thing, introduce the evidence well. You've got the hand-drawn designs, probably got a few more hand-drawn designs than that, but for now that's fine. Then you've got the 2D design versions with it, and then that's developed into what your final version of the product is. Doesn't look like the third draft is, it doesn't look like your final version, so that's obviously something that's going to need a little bit of work. The packaging, again, same layout, you've got the hand-drawn designs, possibly have those as thumbnails so they open up in larger versions of it, so just link them directly to the JPEG image or the PDF. Make sure that you include the 2D design work with dim lines so people can see how big the packaging is, and your final packaging looks good, and you've actually put it together, and it looks appropriate.